So, the American eclipse of 2017 is over, came and went in about 2.5 hours, and just north of where we broadcast, the eclipse was total. The moon completely blocked the sun on the Earth's surface. The rest of us had to settle for a bit less totality, about 93% near the Oregon-California state line. But the sunlight still got noticeably dimmer and the air around us cooler, and you probably know this yourself. So again, here's your chance to share your experience with us on the exchange. Did you brave the crowds and head for Salem or Madras, or did you head for Depot Bay on the Oregon coast? Did you just put the cardboard eclipse glasses on and stay in your backyard, or did you have to work right through it with no chance to look out or look up? Give us your eclipse story at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. I've been looking at the tweets on Twitter under the hashtag Oregon Eclipse and noticing some interesting trends. I mean, obviously some people make fun of it. There was even one that showed a picture of President Trump's head passing in front of the sun. But for the more serious stuff, there was somebody put a clip up this morning showing the smoky sunrise, and it said the sun seems to be taking it easy this morning after a busy day yesterday. But then I noticed there was one new tweet that came in, and it's from Amanda Quintana. Doesn't say where she's from. Says, I still can't believe how awesome the solar eclipse was. Life is beautiful. What do you feel? Did the eclipse give you some reaffirmation of connectedness to the universe around us? Was it dull and boring or something else? I mean, someplace in the middle? We'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760 by phone. Emails go to jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Carter in Wolf Creek. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the eclipse.
Yes, it was a busy morning yesterday morning. And I had a pair of binoculars mounted on a tripod, and I was projecting the image on a piece of paper, and that didn't work because there was so much smoke in the air.
Oh.
And there is still a tremendous amount of smoke in the air. I'm speaking to you from 16 miles north of Grants Pass, basically at Golden, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 3 miles east of Wolf Creek. And all the while, I'm talking to several amateur radio operators on 3777 kilohertz in the 80-meter phone band. And they're all watching the eclipse as well. And so we're trading notes. And some of the things that we noticed is that there's a radar from China that was coming in rather loudly, unexpectedly, because of the darkness in the area of the ionosphere.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then we also noticed that the air was really quiet all over the place. There wasn't wind blowing. And this is over the region, western Oregon region. And we noticed that the temperature dropped somewhat noticeably, and that there was a hysteresis effect to that. And there's other things that we noticed and shared with one another on the radio. And I also stayed put. I didn't go anywhere because my car is not drivable right now. So that's a few things to share. It was an exciting time, and I'm glad I stayed put.
That's a really interesting thing. I forgot about the whole effect on radio waves when the sun is blacked out. I mean, it affects AM radio, which we broadcast on a lot here on the News and Information Service. The waves move differently when it's dark. And so for just that period of darkness, there was a difference in the way the radio waves traveled.
Yeah, well, this was an international thing because, they also noticed that there were AM broadcasts in the upper part of the, on the 75-meter band, amateur radio band, coming from China, too.
Wow. That's amazing stuff. Carter, great stories. Thanks for sharing those with us. Take it easy.
Bye.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We are asking for your eclipse experiences from the Oregon eclipse yesterday. Obviously, it wasn't just in Oregon, but Oregon got to see the path of totality go right across it from Depot Bay, across the state capital in Salem, across through Madras, then off into the high desert, off toward Idaho. What were your experiences? Did you get a chance to make the most of it? Did you get a chance to take time off from work if you're working to at least appreciate it? Did you go up into the grassy hillside at Southern Oregon University, as staffers here at JPR did, to look up with the funny-looking eclipse glasses? We want to hear your eclipse story. 800-838-3760 by phone. Emails go to jx@jeffnet.org. Aaron Ross on Twitter says, despite the smoke and fires, a small crowd scrambled up on Three Finger Jack to watch the totality. So that was fun, Three Finger Jack and the Cascades. Peg Cheng on Twitter says, got on the road 9 hours after the eclipse ended, and there's still traffic on I-5. Hashtag running on fumes. What's your story? 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, good morning. I don't know if this is the proper subject to bring up on public radio, but many of us were talking about the commercialization of various things. Tourist stuff, yes. A little story, one 23-year-old gentleman bought up almost all of these glasses from Walmart, then started selling them online where people could pay their thing into, you know, PayPal account, and put them in envelopes and was mailing them. I was wondering if any wineries and vintners, you know, produced a labeled wine that would be commemorable of the event, you know, showing people sharing a bottle of wine and watching the thing. It just, you know, inevitably in Oregon, which I think is a good idea, you know, the commercialization of things, it kind of keeps things on a proper perspective.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Jim. Appreciate that. He was talking about whether any wineries made a label for the event. I don't know that that has happened, but obviously there's still time. You could certainly talk about the grapes that have been grown during this this season when an eclipse passed over the vineyard. I did notice that Roxy Ann Winery in Medford did host a party yesterday for viewing the eclipse. What did you do to view the eclipse? 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760, or jx@jeffnet.org. A different Jim in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, thanks. I was lucky enough I was able to take a bike trip up to the Zone of Totality and ride a couple days through the different towns, went up through Lebanon, Scios, Staten, Turner, Almsville, got to Salem, got to spend the night there, one of the nights there before the eclipse actually happened the next day. Interestingly enough, you know, the different effects on things, I heard that up in Salem, during totality, the hookers came out, so that was kind of interesting.
What?
It's a bit very confusing.
Oh, yikes.
And so then I also went to Monmouth and got a chance to watch the eclipse with a bunch of geeky sort of people. But the different towns were fun. They were all trying to set up some way to make a little profit off the event. We had Mennonites in one of the towns, had a barbecue, and Staten was really a lot of fun, and Almsville had the corn festival going on, so that seemed to really fit in well with the whole theme. And there was just a lot of different ways that people were interpreting it. Funny thing about the eclipse is people were trying to sell parking space to watch the eclipse, and I thought, well, you know, all you have to do is just, like, look up. So don't know how much profit they made on that. But it was a great trip. Got to meet some really fun people who were very outgoing. And biking the different towns is one way to watch it.
Well, that's a lot of fun. You got a lot of exercise, too. That's the good part.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the story. Mm-hmm. So what's your eclipse story? Let's hear it. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Yeah, obviously some people were getting some profits out of this. You heard stories about people who had their hotel rooms canceled because they were told they had to rebook at a higher rate, which got the business regulation authorities in the state of Oregon interested. So some backing off there. Did read the story, I guess, in the Oregonian about the woman who had a vacation rental by owner Airbnb kind of thing and was able to rent her 1,200-square-foot home, I think in Madras, right, in the path of totality. And with the proceeds from that rental was able to rent a 10,000-square-foot villa in Tuscany for she and her friends. That was reported a few weeks ago in the Oregonian. Let's hear your story, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Mike and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Mike, you there?
This is Steve, Charlie and Eugene.
Oh, Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I wasn't able to, due to the circumstances, travel to the path of totality from Eugene, unfortunately, because I was actually living in Corvallis in 1979. When the last time there was a total eclipse visible from here. And, of course, it was totally rain. It was February, so it was totally overcast and raining. So I never got to see it. And this time I didn't. So in order to have fun with it from my house here, I decided to record everything I could. So I used my smartphone to make an audio recording throughout the whole thing. I used a digital camera to take a time-lapse, two-second time-lapse, focused on a bird bath. Throughout, so it would show the darkening and the lightning. I collected my automatic weather station at 1 minute intervals of temperature effects. And then I had a couple of telescopes set up, one as a projector so that all my neighbors and little kids could come by and see a nice big 12-inch image of it as it occurred. And then I had a tracking scope that I had my old film camera, an old Nikkormat, attached to it, and actually went down and bought a roll of film, black and white film, and made some estimates on what the proper exposure would be and took a shot every 5 minutes. So I kind of had fun playing, you know, thinking about all those great Edwardian and Victorian scientists who would travel to the ends of the earth in order to, you know, and spend months and months and months to get somewhere just to record, you know, the 2 or 3 minutes of totality. So it was a lot of fun. Neighbors had fun, and it was a nice, the whole thing overall, then talking to people downtown later in the day, the sense I got was, you know, here was something that, you know, shows that, you know, there's something more than just us,
right.
You know, there's a bigger world out there beyond all of our petty little cares and stuff. And it really cheered people up, I think. And it was a good thing for folks.
It was.
As opposed to ancient times where there was, you know, these bad omens out of eclipses. I think this was a good thing to bring people together.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, that human beings have certainly changed their view. Thanks for that, Charlie. Good to talk to you. This is the Jefferson Exchange. We are looking for your eclipse stories, whether in Oregon or in California. It was a little less noticeable in California. The further south you got in our listening area, the less noticeable it was. But if you looked up with the eclipse glasses, it was a chance to see the sun getting eclipsed by the moon, and it was rather exciting. Also noticed there were different sorts of eclipse glasses. April Ehrlich, who's new to our news department, was out there with us yesterday. Her uncle, I think she'd said, had sent her some German-made eclipse glasses, and rather than the sort of smoky, orangey color of the ones that the rest of us had, hers were white, showed a white sliver of light there, so that was kind of fun to see. What did you see? What did you experience? Did you get any special gadgets? Did you get yourself outfitted like Charlie and Eugene did? With all kinds of things to record and document the eclipse. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation on the Exchange. 800-838-3760. Charlie did what I had intended to do. I had a video camera on a tripod, which I just let roll for 10 minutes, five on either side of totality. Obviously, on the hillside in Ashland, it wasn't total. It was about 93%. And so it was very, very, very unimpressive when I had a chance to play the video back last night and look at it. It just wasn't much to it. However, having seen the time lapses of people who were in the eclipse zone, it is phenomenal. I highly recommend going online and seeing if you can see some of these, particularly one. Zach Putnam put it up on Twitter, and it's only about 20 seconds long. He did a time lapse looking toward the ocean at Depot Bay, and things just get black there for a couple of minutes in the middle. It's really exciting and fun to see. I mean, obviously, it's sped up with the time lapse. Saw another one from a friend on Facebook last night who'd done the same sort of thing, the time lapse effect. Made a reference to the camera at the beginning of it and then came back at the end to say it was the most amazing thing he'd ever seen. But he sped up everything in the middle, and just watching the lights go poof went out in Corvallis. And I noticed crowds of people sitting on the intramural fields at Oregon State University enjoying this. A lot of people showed up at the Oregon State Fairgrounds in Salem as well. What was your experience? Let's hear from Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, I had a little bit different experience, Jeff. I was very concerned for the millennials and my managers, so I made sure I sent an email and warned them. I said, it's going to get a little dark, but it's going to get light again. It's okay. No, don't thank me. My work here is done.
I'm sure everybody thanked you. There's a rousing round of applause or something?
Absolutely. The baristas got it. You know, it was a good thing all the way around. I hope some good science came out of it. That's always the cool thing. I've been through eclipses before, and I guess that was pretty cool. I was amazed at the hype, and frankly offended that 4 hours of news time was wasted on it. I was pretty amused that the central location that BBC had set up for the eclipse was rained out.
Yes, I had noticed that too. Kansas City and St. Joseph got rain just as the eclipse reached totality.
That was pretty amusing. But just remember, guys, it'll get a little dark. It'll get light again. It's okay.
All right. Thanks for that, Paul. Appreciate that. We have an email here from Mo. No location here. Mo writes, Moms in my experience started early, leaving Grants Pass at 6:30 in the morning, headed to Hyatt Lake. On the way, got a text alert about solar glasses. Oh, about Dutch Brothers solar glasses being recalled. Made sure we had paper for pinhole observation as backup. As we were getting our stuff out of the car at the bird observation, a fellow observer came over and offered proper rated glasses. And Mom and I had a grand time sharing the glasses and augmented the experience with live streaming from NASA. Thanks to the gift of a stranger, writes Mo, again from No Town. Which brings us back to what Charlie had said a little bit ago, too, that it was a chance for people to feel like there's something bigger than people. I mean, that there are things in the universe that we can't control and probably can't even argue about anymore. They just happen. As Paul just said, too, it's going to get darker for a little while, and then it'll get lighter again. And that's exactly what happened. I also noticed a reference from a couple of people on Facebook yesterday that why is it when science can predict to the second when an eclipse will happen years in advance, as happened, that people are fine with that. They think that science is great. But then when they get to other things like climate change and vaccines, that's when the science doubting begins. And that was a very interesting question to get in perspective yesterday as well. But as has been pointed out by Charlie and Eugene and many other people as well, it was nice to see that you could actually get stuff on the front pages of the papers and the top items in newscasts, in TV and in radio, and all the top items trending on the internet were about the sun and the moon. For one day, that's what we got to talk about, although not everybody was satisfied. Let's see, Valentina on Twitter tweeted, total solar eclipse, 12-hour traffic jam, and peeing in the forest multiple times. Thank you. #Oregon. #OregonEclipse. #TrafficJam. We hope your experience with the eclipse was a good one. We're not going to get another one total in North America for quite a few years up into the future. So let's hope we made the most of this one.